Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm here. Pushing through. Just one of those long days. I'm just saying I might get some sleep tonight because I'm, like, mentally drained. And, you know, that's 10 times worse than being physically tired. So I may get some much needed rest tonight. I don't have a day off from work until next Saturday. So and that's my week started Tuesday. So I'm just like, okay. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, started off as a rough day, but I'm winding it down myself. I'm going to be turning in a little early tonight so I can get a jump start on tomorrow. But yeah, I'm here. We're almost at Friday. Hang in here.
I mean, that would make sense for me if my Fridays was actually the beginning of the weekend. But I'm I work all weekend, and our hours for the weekend is longer than the weekdays. New schedule. Because it's winding down. Actually, today was the last official day for the census. I mean, they extended it to the 31st and it got cut back. So today was the official last day where people were trying to get the numbers. And unfortunately, in certain parts of the country, the numbers wasn't good. So those people will be lacking certain funding that may be needed for their community.
Can't say they weren't warned.
Right. And we tried. You know, they took it to court and everything. And the crazy thing is that even though it was a court order to extend it to the 31st, they still did what they wanted to do until it worked out in their favor. So, I mean, and that's why we were encouraging people to do it as soon as possible. Why wait, you know? Online, 10 questions. No real deep personal information. People was coming knocking on doors. And this is what I say to people because I come from the inner city. You know, I lived in Newark. I see what needs to be done in Newark. Now that I'm not in Newark and, you know, we have the census and the response rate out here was like beyond amazing to the point where we were finished here. And our numerators was able to go to North Irvington, East Orange, Trenton, to those areas and help them to try to get the numbers up.
Mm.
And I wish, you know, it was like that in the inner cities. Y'all wasn't doing nothing so special that y'all couldn't take time to answer 10 questions. Y'all want to ask a nigga 40 questions. Yeah, I mean, but you can't answer 10 questions to help your community. like, it's just baffling to me. So I know soon it's going to be time for us to do another show because we got to check some people. We got to try to grab some people and just shake them for them to get it together, especially with the elections coming up. Come on. I love my people, but my people disappoint me when it comes to certain things, and we need y'all to get it together. So get it together. Now, I just thought that I'd bring that up just because it's important, and these numbers are going to affect certain communities drastically. And since we have another big important event coming up with elections, you know, don't sell us twice now. I mean, you know, because
God, I used to be getting on people, but, you know, it's only put so much information we can give people, and it's up to them whether they are going to take it and do what they're supposed to do. But people, y'all got to check y'all friends, y'all families, y'all mates. Like, when they not doing their part, check them. You know, and choose y'all hang around with carefully because, I mean, I feel like somebody mate represents them. Like, oh, you should have saw me when I went to the house and saw them census things at my mom's house. But they already did theirs. Being that the second and third floor is connected, they sent two, one for the third and one for the second. But it's really, you know, both is connected. But you should have saw I was going off. And they was like, chill, relax, we did it. Because I was like, how dare y'all know I work for the Census Bureau and then y'all turn around and not do it. But they did it.
Yeah.
It's
super important, man. Super important.
Yep. Not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And on that note,
right.
We're going to get to our topic at hand today. And we are talking about doing better, being better, sex and relationships with Therapy Thursday. And we're going to discuss the importance of self-improvement regarding our sex lives and relationships. During the conversation, you can listen to us via Blog Talk or call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. I think this is an important topic. We try to, you know, combine because, let's be honest, sex and relationships go hand in hand. You know, some of the times, well, most of the time. A relationship is two people. So, therefore, both people have to be at a certain level and have it together to be able to combine and make that relationship strong. You know, sometimes we talk about the building each other up and stuff, but you have to be right within. You have to be good yourself before you could go making anybody else good. So it starts with you. And a lot of
Hell
people
yeah.
make yeah, they make the number one mistake by getting into a relationship when they don't have it all together. They're not healed properly. They, you know, haven't took the time to focus on them and get to where they're supposed to be. And it can be overwhelming if you guys aren't compatible on the same level. I'm ready when you are, Hakim.
Well, like the Queen said, we're talking about do better, be better. This is covering sex and relationships. It's all about improving. It's all about self-reflection. It's all about knowing when to make some changes and, of course, identifying ways that you could be better and do better. You know, we know a lot of folks who are in relationships that are just shoddy work, right? they're just in it just to be in it. So what we need to do is hopefully provide some information or at least spark a conversation that could make that light bulb go over top of their heads, something like that. So let me ask you, Quain, from your perspective, your experiences, what is the first step you would recommend to folks who know they're in a bad relationship or in a tough relationship or the relationship is just off? What do you think their first step in identifying how to proceed? What do you think their first step should be?
The first thing is sitting down. Well, they obviously did their, you know, the checklist to know that they're not happy, but you have to be able to love yourself enough to step back. And you can have that conversation with your mate. Because both people have to be interested in fixing what the issues is. But you have to be able to also know when you are the problem as well, because some of y'all don't act like y'all don't know. You have to not only identify what the problems are in the relationship, but also identify which party is causing that conflict. And if it's you have to be real and honest with yourself to be able to take a step back from that relationship so you can focus on you. Because if you guys are meant to be and you're just going through whatever you're going through and you both have to fix you and you care about each other, you should be understanding to know that you got to take a step back. Because sometimes it's hard to focus on you when you have to focus on someone else as well, you know. So you have to take that step back and focus on you so you can be the not only the person that you need to be, but also the mate that they need you to be.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that because you got to, I'm again, you know me, it always comes down to communications.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to be honest enough to discuss how you're feeling, how the chaos and turmoil is affecting you and your position in a relationship, is affecting your mood, is affecting your spirit, is affecting your attitude and your behavior. Because sometimes when things are rough, we tend to act out, even as adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hanging up on each other, with the hanging up, the yelling, the cussing, the being disrespectful to each other when you know. We tendency to take a small problem and magnify it into a deal breaker. And it's so easy to fall into that trap. So the first step, we got to be able to say, hey, these are the mistakes that I made. And you put that out on the table to your mate, your friend, or whatever kind of relationship that's in trouble. You identify with yourself first because you need to let them know this isn't about ego or pride. Because if you played a role in the falling apart process, you need to be able to speak up on that first. And after you identify with the things you did wrong, you let them know how you feel about how they treated you. Right? You notice I said how they treated you and not what they did wrong. Because nine times out of 10, they don't even realize they did something wrong. Or they think what they did is right. So when you speak from a place of, hey, that thing that you did last night or this morning, it did this to me, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. And you be very specific. Don't speak from your feelings. Speak from the facts. What do I mean by that? Don't tell me how you feel when we are in problem-solving mode. Tell me what I did to make you feel that way.
Right.
And how it affected you. Because when people are hurt, they tend to speak in a certain way that doesn't solve any problems. It only exasperates it. It only puts fuel on the fire. right? So what we need to be doing is just keeping to the facts. You went out last night with your girlfriends. You didn't bring your ass in the house to 4 o'clock in the morning. You didn't call me to let me know that you were in the house when you got in, right? We got a rule. If we're out late, we at least text each other, call each other, hey, I'm in the house, so we both know we're okay. I was up late last night worrying about you. I ain't get my phone call. I ain't get my text. Not know I'm sick of your shit. You always doing this dumb shit. No, look, it's a time and a place for that. Right? But if you are really trying to say something, you have to just talk from a place of facts. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Now, because we only got, this is a big topic, and we only got an hour.
Okay.
So let's hop on that same question, but in reference to the sex issues, right? How a couple's having problems in the bedroom, regardless of what the problem is. Let's just put a blanket statement out there. And how on earth do you have such a sensitive topic with your mate, male or female? What should you do?
Well, first of all, that goes back to that conversation that you're supposed to have, what you guys are into and what you're not into. Now, if that conversation has been had, it's a whole different situation. I mean, because it could be that it was never completely satisfying. And then you have to be able to, first of all, you shouldn't be having sex with anybody that you can't have a conversation and let them know what you like or what they need to do, or ask them vice versa, what do you need to do to satisfy them? That's that. Once you had that conversation, if it's still not improving, or if you are doing everything that you used to be doing and they were satisfied at one time, then you have to figure out what's going on, what's changed. You know, because sometimes you can have the best sex life and then something happens and it changes. And the first thing they want to, oh, you're cheating. It could not be that at all. It could be something going on mentally. It could be something going on emotionally. It could be just something, how that person is feeling or going through, that's having an effect on a sex life. So if you're not satisfied, or if it's something new you want to try, or something has changed, you always need to communicate and have that conversation. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Sit down, have a conversation. Something is on my mind. We need to talk about our sex life. Let's just call it what it needs to be called. There's no need to beat around the bush. And then say, listen, it used to be like this. This has changed. Why has it changed? What's going on with you? Because sometimes it takes for that person to notice that something is different to make that person feel comfortable with opening up and be like, okay, that person really, now that person noticed that something's going on with me. And they didn't come from attack mode. Go to. When something sexually, somebody automatically, oh, you're cheating. Oh, what, you don't love me anymore? And it's not that. It could be a lot of different things. Like people who sex is mental for them, it can throw you off completely when you're going through something. So you got to have that conversation and just talk. I mean, like Hakim says, and I feel the same way, communication is everything. And it's not just having that conversation. Is making sure you understand what the problem is and then work towards something to fix it, to come up with a solution together. And no, it's not going to happen overnight all the time. But sometimes it will get better once that conversation is had. It's a sense of relief from the other person. You know?
Exactly. You got to put the work in. You got to, again, figure out what it is that's stressing you when you're in the bedroom. First, I mean, just to take a step back, there could be a million things going on to disrupt the bedroom fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out the ones that bother you first, and then you talk about it. Because he may have, or she may have, your mate I'm speaking of, may have a whole gang of issues that they need to step up. But again, the goal is to do better so you can be better. And
right.
A conversation about sex should never be that difficult when there's no egos involved. If you're too scared to tell your mate that, you know, she wasn't throwing that thing back the way she used to throw it back. So, she don't suck it like she used to suck it. You know what I mean? She don't bite my neck the way I like. You know what I mean? Or he don't smack my cheeks like that, like he used to when we first started dating. You got to be able to say, look, and there's a way you can communicate that without making them feel some type of way. But like, when we do it tonight, I need my ass smacked. Yo, we do it tonight, you better bite my goddamn neck. I need that. And you can be fun and playful with it, and you can, and we're smart enough to take cues from each other without feeling like, oh, you violating. So we have to be able to be better. You know, we got to be better at that. I have a question I was holding on to from C from South Philly.
Okay.
She is a young lady. She's never listened to the show before, but she sees my posts and she saw what tonight was going to be about. So she hit me up and said, hey, listen, I have been a gay woman for many years, and I am currently dating a man. He is my first man, but I have been engaging in sex for over 20 years. So I've been eating coochie for many years.
Okay.
Nobody told me that giving head on a man would be this hard. And I can tell it's not fulfilling to him. How can I do better? What should I do?
First of all, as we just stated, you have that conversation. Simply because, well, first of all, I would like to know if that guy knows that he's the first, you know, male relationship.
He knows.
Okay, so it should be a certain way that he should be able to approach this situation, because he should know in certain ways is different. A lot of ways it's the same, but certain situations is different. But she noticed that it's not pleasing and he's not bringing it up because he probably don't want to hurt her feelings or whatever. That's when she needs to open up her mouth, literally, and say, you know, what do you like? Because people like different things done, you know, during oral. It's not one blueprint, you know? Ask him, what do he like? No, they want you to keep them jaws tight, and they want you to that wet gushy feeling. But other than that, certain little things that they like being done, ask them.
Right.
Go off the body language. Try different things, and his body language would definitely, even before his mouth does, let you know when he's enjoying it. So if you're doing it one way and it's not working, don't continue to do it. Try new things. Explore his body so you can know what he likes based on his reaction and his body language. But definitely you ask him, because he might not be bringing it up because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. But clearly he cares because he has indebted it. But that's just a conversation.
Yeah, and the sad part is sometimes he ain't going to debt it whether it's bad or not, you know, because he has, you know, he'll stay with you knowing that thing don't pop like the way he wanted to pop, you know. But sometimes most dudes will still stay with you. And I'll be careful, though, because, you know, I start wondering. No more than, you know, sometimes nowadays women feel the same way. If you ain't buttering them biscuits right, they start looking at the mail boy at work. You know, so it's some people are just like that. But again, it boils down to ask him. Like the coin said, ask his ass. You know, and the thing is, y'all have to be able to tap in to these learning opportunities in a sexual way. Because you could be down there, and if you feel as though that you're not doing it right, stop. Look up at him and say, teach me how you want me to do it, Daddy. I guarantee you, he will not hesitate to teach you how he wants you to do it. He's going to grab the back of your head, and here comes the got-got. You know what the got-got is? The got-got. There you go. He's teaching you how to do it.
So you say that he's been going to jump. That means you're excited.
There you go. Exactly. Oh, you want me to show you? Okay. Here's a little tip. When you feel like you're about to puke, squeeze your palm like you're making a fist. Put your thumb under your fingers and squeeze. I don't know why that happens, but it stops the gag reflux. Don't tell you I ain't teaching nothing. All right. You're welcome. All right, let's talk about exes reconnecting and yeah, the second chances and then we're gonna loop around and talk about how matter of fact, let's just do this first. Let's say you haven't talked to your ex in a long time. They send you a friend request on Facebook. Y'all do the hellos, how you been, and conversations, and the conversations are good, and those old thoughts coming back of the good times and the bad times, and you realize that you missed the ex, male or female. I'm talking to everybody. Let's say that you're actually interested. Let's say you're interested, and you may want to engage in at least a friendship. How do you recommend getting past that old hurt of why y'all broke up in the first place? Because you know all that shit comes right back up. You get to having that conversation. Of course, he or she will express remorse if they have any sense. But you have that worry. Like, damn, do I even want to go back down this road with this person? But I kind of do miss him a little bit, miss her a little bit, right? How do you get past that awkwardness? What do you suggest?
First of all, can you get past the hurt? That's the first question. Because if you can't get past the hurt, it's no need to keep picking at an old wound, you know, or reopening it. If you have somewhat got over it and now this person is back and it was toxic or whatever the case may be, because some things aren't meant to be rekindled. Let's just say that. Now, if you feel like you can get over it, it has to be a conversation and it has to be certain boundaries set in place. And you have to make sure, like, whatever issues, like, for instance, me and my ex, we are cool now because whatever issues we had was relationship issues. And that is not my man. So, therefore, we don't have any issues. So, it's cool. It's smooth. So am I feel like it's a conversation I want to have or something I want to do with? Enjoy your night. I don't have to deal with it because that's not my man. I don't have certain obligations to him or I don't have to deal with certain things. So if it's truly going to be a friendship and none of the extras with the feelings and stuff involved, and it's possible that you can do it, but you have to have certain boundaries set in place. Now, if you want this person to be your friend because you have some type of, you still have feelings for that person and you have some type of hope that it's going to blossom into more, you need to ask yourself, why did it end? What was the issues? And has anything changed with that person or you guys' feelings or anything that will make it not be the same? Because if nothing has changed with that person and you, then when you try the second time, you're going to get the same results because nothing has changed. Neither person has, you know,
did whatever self-evaluation they have to do to cure whatever issues that they had or problems within themselves to make it work. So you got to sit and evaluate with yourself that if it's even worth getting back into it. What's the real reason you want to be connected to this person? Is it truly a friendship, or are you hoping for it to be more? Is it worth it? What is it going to be different? You have to ask yourself those questions. Because this is, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Facts.
You know?
So true. If people don't get it, they're going to keep trying the same ridiculousness and then they get mad because things don't work out. So for me, I mean, it's like I agree with you. Was the infraction so bad that I can forgive you, and I can try to do this, whatever friendship, whatever. That's the toughest part. Once you thought it over and you discussed it with the person and you see there's some remorse, then maybe you can get into it. Maybe you can try. But I'm being honest with you, I wouldn't force it. Because if someone did you dirty and hurt you, maybe friendship is or acquaintances is all you should be at that point. You know, I've been done dirty plenty of times. And it took a long time for me to get over it. And I didn't forgive. I didn't forgive, nor did I forget. But I just accepted people are who they are. So if you snake me, and I say you snake me, then that's how I'm going to see you. I'm not going to hate you because you're a snake. You're a snake. Now, it's up to me to determine, is there any value in this snake? Is there any value of having you communicate with me and me to communicate with you? Is there something in it for me? Is it worth my time? Is your energy going to affect mine? So, I mean, you've got to process all that kind of stuff. So, now let's spin it to the sex. You get someone that's it's been a while, right? And the vibe is there, but you know, regardless of what happened in the relationship or the whatever reason why y'all stopped kicking it, you know, the sex was great. The sex was amazing. And you ain't had it in a minute. What you do? How do you get back in that space with that person? And how do you try to get more out of it without messing up yourself? You know what I mean? Without making things worse.
First of all, is it worth it? Is it worth it? That goes back to, I mean, because some people can break up with someone and be over them, you know, as far as feelings goes, but that sexual tension is still there. And if they can, if both people are truly in agreement with having something sexual without it being more, then that's fine. That's if it's even really possible, because some people lie to themselves and say they can do the friends with benefit things and they can't. It's just like, that's the only way I can have that person, so I'm going to just accept it. Another thing is, depending on how damaged everything is, it may not be the same, because it may have been off the hook because you guys was in love.
Mm-hmm.
What was before the hurt. So now you open it back up the door and it's different because now you hurt. Certain little things you thought was cute before is not cute. I mean, skills probably don't last as long. Like, things could change sexually for someone. And some people don't realize this. It's more than physical things that makes the sex what it is. Whether it's mental, emotional, it could be you know, just, you know, people just not supposed to be doing it. So it's so exciting. And you never know. I mean, it may not be the same when y'all decide to link back up. So you're taking two risks. One, opening up old feelings, or two, may not be worth it now. She may not do it the way she used to do it. You know, he may not have the stamina like he used to have it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes, man, it's plenty. I think we all had that moment or two where we went back and thought about that person we used to get it in with. And we ready to risk it all. It's just sex, you know what I mean? The sex was good as shit. And you go for it, and you realize that it made things a lot more difficult in your life. We all had that one person that we were so attracted to, we neglected all the other mess ups with this person, all the other shit going on with this person, because mm-hmm. the sex was amazing. And it's at that point where we have to be honest with ourselves about something, which I'm going to transition into the next question. It's a statement in the form of a question. I just had this conversation recently with someone. Do you agree or disagree, let's try it this way, that sometimes a man could fall in love with your pussy and just love you?
Yep. I mean, people hold on to certain people, I mean, for the wrong reason. Just think about it. There's a lot of relationships, if you take sex out the equation, they have nothing. They don't know how to communicate. They don't have anything in common. And that's why I say it depends what you're looking for. If you don't build a foundation or you have no substance in a relationship, you take it away, or, I mean, it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's nothing else. So if that person can't stimulate you mentally, and I know that's for me, I don't care how good it is. If I'm not stimulated mentally, you fell short because I can't do nothing with you. Because when we're finished, what, we going to sit there and look at each other? I mean, what are we doing afterwards? Is the only time we're going to have some type of connection is when we're in the bedroom? I mean, and unfortunately, people jump into it so fast that they don't realize that that's all their relationship has.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling women this for years, and y'all have to hear it. You may not want to believe it, and it's not all men. It's some men. We will fall in love with your pussy head over heels with the WAP and just love you. So we'll tolerate your shit. We'll function as best we can. You know, you ever seen a dude drag his feet when it comes mm-hmm. to certain things? He just don't feel like doing it. Not that he can't do it. He just don't feel like doing it. But the minute he thinks you're talking to another dude, he's right there in your face. Right? The minute he gets a little jealous, or he gets the idea that you out of pocket or doing something, he haul ass right to you, track your ass down like a bloodhound. Right?
Yeah.
It's because the coochie is up for grabs. Because if he loves you, he would be more affectionate and more understanding. He'll listen when you talk, and he'll do all the other things you need him to do. He ain't got that blind stare. He ain't watching TV when you're trying to have a conversation. He ain't looking down at his phone when you're talking to him. But I bet you any amount of money, you pull that pussy out, he put that phone down and turn around and look. What the fuck? Oh, shit. It's party time. You know, and, yep. and to further my point, there's a video. The next time I find it, I'll make sure I'm going to post it to Queen Vi Stuffs and y'all can see it. There's a video of a compilation of women who walk up on their men who are looking at their phone or playing their video game, and the women get in front of them, get on their knees, put their hair in ponytails or pull their head back, and the men stop everything they're doing and fall back. And then they reach for something beside him and stand up and walk away. Motherfucker look sick.
Yeah, it's a TikTok talent.
Yeah. So you see what's important to him. How many times you in the kitchen making noise and he in the living room watching TV, playing video game, and he go, "What's going on in here? You all right?" He ain't get up and come see. He just scream at you. You in there with mm-hmm. your damn leg bent backwards on your ass because you slipped in some damn chicken grease that's popping over the damn kitchen because your goofy ass can't cook right. Now you sitting there with a broke up back, he in there playing goddamn Fortnite and shit. But if you say, "Hey, come bend me over the stove," he haul ass in there. That's just the way it
mm-hmm.
is. If you are in them kind of situations, which many of you are, you have to ask yourself, how do I fix this? You know, how can I connect with my man in a way that isn't just truly based on sex? And again, this isn't because he doesn't love you. It's just he's in love with your sex game. Just like there's some women who are in love with things about the man that he does for them. And just tolerates
mm-hmm.
his sex game. You know who I'm talking about. As long as them bags keep coming, as long as them red bottoms are still red bottom popping, as long as she get to go out and do what she want to do, she'll tolerate his little ass dick. As long as he can keep them bags coming in. But for her, at some point, hopefully she'll grow up and be like, "All right, this shit ain't enough." What should she do, Queen? How does she address it? How does he address it?
What about it just now? See, the basis of everything is going to be communication. But you have to be able to express how you feel. And you have to be honest with yourself as well. Because some people try to justify something or make excuses for someone else's behavior. But you also have to wonder why you are willing to accept certain things, you know? Because sometimes it's, like I said, sometimes it's you. So you have to have an honest conversation with yourself and have a conversation with them. You have to teach someone your love languages. You know, what can someone do to make you feel loved and cared for? When you see an issue, have a conversation about it. Bring it to their attention. Because one or two things are going to happen. They're not going to care and do nothing about it. Or they're going to care and they're going to work on it. Because sometimes, like I can say, people don't know they're doing something wrong. They don't realize it. You know? In certain situations, they may not know that they're hurting you or making you feel a type of way. If you don't say something. And then once you bring it to their attention and they show you that they care or show you they don't care, that's when you have to make a decision. Because as long as you let them continue to get away with it, it's like, okay, you know, she doesn't like it. She has an issue with it, but she still keep letting me do it. So as long as she let me do it or don't do it, because in some cases this is what they're not doing, I'm not going to change it. Because there's no consequence. Yeah, she's going to run her mouth for a little while, but, I mean,
mm-hmm.
still going to be there.
She'll be all right.
So, I'll listen to her nag for a little while, or I'll listen to him nag for a little while, and then it's over and done with, and then we're going to repeat the cycle. So, that's the two things I recommend. Three. Acknowledging what the issue is, bringing it to their attention, And then every cause has an effect. You know, every action, you're either going to get rewarded or it's consequences. But don't be throwing around no idle threats now. Whatever you say, you better stand on it. You know, and sometimes you just got to, in certain cases, you have to let them see what it is to do without. You know, you have somebody that say you do so much for, and then they have a sense of obligation instead of appreciation. Stop doing mm-hmm. some of those things so they can miss it. And then they'll be able to appreciate it. Because that's how I am. That's how I am. I'm a good woman. I would do certain things so you can know what type of woman I am. But the second that I feel like you have a sense of obligation, you're messed up now. Now I got to stop doing it so you can appreciate it. So if I decide to do it again, you're going to show your appreciation. Because I'm not obligated
right.
to do certain things, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that part right there is the main part, is that obligation. See, and that's the part that gets that people get caught up in. I once had somebody tell me that at this point, we only speak to each other because of the obligation, when we both know this is over. It was a long time ago, but I never forgot it. Because when you get up and you do that good morning and you talk in the conversation dry as fuck, you really don't want to talk to this person, but you're talking to this person because you feel like you have to. And you're in this relationship because you feel obligated to be there. The connection is clearly broken. You keep looking for a sign. You keep hoping that something could spark things back up, and you try and you try. It just ain't there. You don't have those feelings that you have for this person anymore. It becomes a point where you're just hanging around for the sake of hanging around. And like I said earlier, to be honest with us men, sometimes we are here because we don't want nobody else to fuck you. You keep it a bean.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us dudes mm-hmm. will stay here because the pussy good as a motherfucker. You know, she gets on my goddamn nerves. I want to choke the fuck out of her, but damn, that's some good-ass pussy, and I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to tough this shit out. I ain't let nobody else. And then there's others who say, look, the pussy is good, but the goddamn headache is greater. I can't deal. I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got to be able, if a relationship is fixable, you fix it.
Yep.
And the first way to fix it is everybody put all the cards on the table and cop to the bullshit they put the other person through. If you can't be honest about the role you play or the role you are currently playing into a bad situation, then you're wasting time. You're wasting other person's time.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know, Queen. I think a lot of people want to be in good, strong relationships. They want it to be better. And then we just got some folks who are just fuck-ups. Let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it a honey. Some people just, they're toxic. And it's not all the time. It's just sometimes. And then it's like, I want to be in a good relationship, and I want this to work. I want that to work. But then they going off doing some sucker shit.
Right. It's
that's
accountability.
Male and female. Yeah.
You can't
see,
just make
they're
some...
not accountable. They're mm-hmm. not accountable to their court. They don't cop
yeah.
the shit until they got nowhere else to go. They're back into a corner. All the evidence is laid out. Where you going to go? You ain't got no other choice but go to the truth. And
right.
then you got the ones who get mad at you because you found out the truth.
Yep. And then you got the ones that want to manipulate you and or blame it on you. Because let's be honest, certain times when people hurt people, it has absolutely nothing to do with the person that they her everything to do with themselves. And often people want others to be held accountable for what they do, but they don't want to hold accountability for their own shit. You know, it's about acknowledging it, bringing it to the table, and having a conversation about it, and fixing it. D, don't do it again. A, B, C, D. Because when a person is truly sorry, they won't continue to do it. You know, don't let someone just go through the motions with you. Oh, okay, I made this person upset. You know, I watched them cry or have a fit, scream, yell, whatever, however they express their hurt. Now, I'm going to do something nice and I'm going to apologize. You know, and then expect for them to never bring it up again. And then I repeat and turn around and do it again. I mean, they think because they did whatever they did, the so-called makeup for it, that it cancels it out. No, it doesn't. It cancels it out. You can't ask somebody to trust you, forgive you, if you continuously doing it again. You ever heard of the saying that you want me to trust you and I'm still coughing up the water for the last time you tried to drown me? Same thing. You are not going to expect me to forgive you when you keep on doing it over and over again. Or to think that you've changed, or even think that you would change. Because it's not about being able to change, because they can change if they want to. But you can't expect me to think that you're going to change if you keep doing it over and over again. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. I'm telling you, I can go on and on with those things.
Oh, it's just yellow. It's God's sunny rain. Right? It's yellow. Yellow sun rain.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, and that's a lot of the issues that people have is that they have expectations of others. And don't expect for those same expectations for people to want from them. You know,
that's powerful right there.
So,
exactly. You're exactly right, because there's too many people out here who want the world but won't give a goddamn crumb.
Mm-hmm.
They just expect, and that's a lot of you sisters out there. I've been, you know, punching the men in the chops, man, in this conversation. Time for y'all to get y'all little ass whooping real quick. We need a little spanking. Just because you're pretty, just because you got a fat ass and nice titties, and just because that thing got a grip, and them Kegels get the gripping, do not give you the right to have expectations that are beyond reasonable comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that man only makes a certain amount of money, why the fuck are you mad at this man who's paying bills and being a responsible adult? Why are you mad at him because he can't get you a damn $900 bag? Why are you mad at him because he can't put you on a plane and go flying to Vegas with your girlfriends? And you ain't working. You ain't got no kids. You ain't working. You just chilling. Looking pretty and shit. All on the gram and Twitter and shit. If you don't get your funky ass up and get on OnlyFans and start twerking and making that goddamn money, the fuck wrong with you? That man grinding hard, getting his ass up every goddamn day, going to goddamn work, and you sitting on your ass waiting for your girlfriends to call to go so you can get dressed and go run the streets with them in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Posting up videos at the cookout, 50 niggas deep, all up on top of each other with no mask. And you mad at this man because he can't do this and he can't do that. And you talking shit to your girlfriends. Well, why you wouldn't, man? I'm just going to stay at his crib until I forget my own. How you going to get your own? You ain't got shit but that ass. So stop bitching. Stop getting mad at him. Talk to him. have a conversation and come up with a goddamn game plan on how y'all both can come up. Because it's too many of you little greedy heifers. My entire life, all I heard was men ain't shit. My entire life. So when you finally get a good one who ain't cheating, he working. No, he ain't a boss. No, he ain't got the best car, but he's grinding. He putting food in the fridge. The rent is paid. The bills are paid. He may have enough to take you to fucking wings and things. No, you ain't going to Roof Chris this week. Fucking rent due. But you mad. You don't get your goofy ass on OnlyFans, get in that room, take some pictures, and start clapping them cheeks up on a fucking video. Make this money. Let him know you're doing it. Say, look here, I ain't got no skills. I'm just pretty with a fat ass and big titties. So I'm going to do an OnlyFans. Are you with it or what? If he got any goddamn sense, he'll say fucking real, girl, go. But I want the username and password to this shit so I can see what the fuck's going down. Listen, you got to start thinking outside the box. I ain't saying this is for everybody, but she obviously don't want to work. All she want to do is look pretty.
All right.
So y'all better start really, really dealing with this shit. Because in his mind, he got a good-ass woman. He got a bad-ass John. But and that's the outer shell. Because the inner shell is fucking Scrooge McDuck. All she want is bread. And look cute. So we got to do better. Because if we don't do better, we're going to keep finding ourselves in these goofy-ass relationships. And we're going to be miserable. And we're going to and there's plenty of people in graveyards who've invested their time, energy into the wrong person. And fights broke out over that person.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a new day and age. If you think your man won't light another man up for you, you're crazy. If you think that woman won't go to another chick's job and cut her ass, you crazy. We got to stop fucking around. We got to treat each other better. We got to do better. If you love them, love them. If you don't love them and you're just there for something, then you just need to be honest and then part ways. Because it will catch up.
No.
Tired of hearing from miserable ass fucking people. Stop being miserable. I'm miserable. But guess what? I'm miserable because of the shit I've done to myself. Y'all miserable for the shit that you're allowing to be done to you by someone else. How long are you going to stay that way? All right, Queen, we're down to a minute. No, you want to have the last words.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you're following our social media pages. Any show ideas, if you want to be a guest. Question.
Oh, we lost you. Okay. Repeat that last part. We lost you for a sec.
Oh, I said make sure you're following our social media pages. If you have any questions or you need any advice or you have some show ideas that you want us to talk about or if you want to be a guest, reach out to Hakim. I mean, that's the best way to get it immediately attention. Make sure you are following us, like, share. Google Queen Vibes Reality Talk on YouTube. Submit some stuff. I can do some videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any last words before I wrap up?
Hey, yeah, send your music in. We want your music. Vibe Pearson, what is it, 19? Finish it 82. Off for me. I'm having 82. I'm having an old man moment. @gmail.com. Vibe Pearson, 1982 @gmail.com. Let's get some music. We want to get some guests up here. And business owners, you do the same thing. Reach out to us. Follow our pages. We'll try to get you up here to interview. Tell us about your business.
Yes. That concludes our show for Therapy Thursday. We'll be back for Talk Tuesday. Till next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.